Billy's Pop-Up Podcast. Today we go international and we will have this chat in English. As we tend to say, good beer has no frontiers and no language barriers. Here with us we have Andris from Arpus Brewing. Thank you for making some time for us.
Oh, thank you to invite me. I'm really grateful that I'm here. I'm really happy. Cheers.
Andris, Arpus is a Latvian brewery, and beer geeks who visit the festivals will surely know you, but not everyone will know Arpus. And so could you, first of all, tell us a bit what is the brewery, when it started and how it began?
No problem. We're still a small brewery, and probably a lot of people don't know about us. We're a small brewery from Latvia. We started our brewery 6 years ago, like a gypsy brewery. We rent a brewery in different breweries in Latvia, such as the first beers. While we started the brewery, I worked for the beer industry for the last 14 years. I was working for different breweries, I thought like craft beer shops and stuff like this.
And as a brewer, or as a brewer, you worked in
the... I was production manager for 6 years in one of the breweries in Latvia. And then I was on trip to States with my friend, Vladimir. He's my partner in the business. He's a co-founder of Arpus, and now he's a head brewer of Arpus. He was on a trip to States for New England part of United States of America in 2017, start 2017. And we're falling in love for hazy IPAs. Really, like, it was crazy. We was in Trillium, Treehouse, Hill Farms at breweries, and we really falling in love with this hazy, juicy, really sweet side IPAs. And we're coming back to Riga, and we really see it. We cannot buy it. We cannot buy a beer in Riga, or honestly in Europe. It's always maybe Omnipolo or Cloudwater just started.
Okay.
And we was like, but I want to drink this beer. I don't want to drink another beer. I want a hazy IPA. And one big rule, if you cannot buy it, just do it by yourself. You know, and my Vladimir, my business partner, and he loved to push me for, I don't know, 6-8 months. Like, hey, let's open a brewery. Let's do it. Let's do something. And one day, just boom. And we have a chance to make a gypsy brewing in the brewery when I worked before. I was still working there. And we have a capacity. In the winter, we have a chance to brew in my brewery. And I told to Vladimir, okay, we have a chance. After 3 days, we have a company.
All right.
And we brew first a West Coast style pale ale. And then second old beer was first double dry hop pale ale for us. It was shitty. but then we just working hard to make an improvement in all brewery, in all beers. And we become more popular by hazy IPAs in the beginning, for sure.
Yeah. And you were... You and Vladimir, the two?
We are four guys. We are four co-founders. We are four co-founders. We really split all the jobs, what we do. And honestly, a lot of people ask me, oh, you're four. You're too much. You know, like, it's always some problems. It's like, honestly, no. Because we're four beer geeks. We know what we do. We know why we do. We love beers. And we really see what we want to do. And we don't have any problems. We always, like, really understand what is better for our company.
Great.
I hope so. It will be the next 25 years or more in the future, for sure. Yeah. Same.
And Arpus, does it mean something in Latvian?
Yes. When we start to our company, Arpus, all four guys, we have a very good, like, really nice job. You know, everyone was in a comfort zone. Everyone was really, maybe let's become lazy. And I working for a brewery for a nice position. Vladimir was a very nice IT manager. Financial director. He's the best financial director that I see in my life. And I work in different companies. I really see a lot of guys who work with finance. He's the best one, for sure. And one of the most good success is he, because we got a lot of European money to support our business, and really he'll help us. And he was really nice position in IT company. Sergey, our sales guy, sales manager and co-founder, he ran a very nice craft beer shop in Riga. And Arpus mean outside of the box.
Okay.
Because when we start a brewery, we need to do something extra outside of the box, outside of your comfort zone. when you start from beginning, from nothing, really from zero. And this means Arpus. And this is why logo is inside in the box, because Arpus means outside of the box.
All right.
By the way, we love the branding. Because you always use, a lot of times you use pictures.
Yeah, we still use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is pictures you...
Yeah, Vladimir Ohedbrewer. Yes, Vladimir Ohedbrewer. All the labels is original picture of an analog camera, what he make in the trips in Latvia. Or now I know he make a lot of photos in Antwerpen too. For sure it will be some label from here, from Belgium and from Antwerpen. Yeah, all the photo, all the labels is original photo. Okay. Making it analog camera.
Yeah.
It's like one day before we had another labels, when we start to have really another labels. And one day Vladimir come to us and said, I have a hobby. I really like make a photos. Maybe you could check my photos and maybe we can make some label.
Makes pretty...
yeah, and we see it like, wow, nice view. Like really different. I really like what he see in the view in the camera. I said, yeah, let's do it. Nice idea.
There's no relation between the pictures it took and the beer?
I would say maybe for all double IPAs, it's always same style pictures. Like it's always flowers. I would say in pale ales, it's always like chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's really, really, really different. So like a really, for some beers, we have like some traditionals. Yeah. But still, we always, if you look some good pictures, we always select it for some different styles.
All right.
No problem.
What's remarkable that you don't choose names for your beers. Yeah. You just take the ingredients, or
yes. Why? Because it's we brew a lot of new beers. We have a core range, but it's just from this year and just only for Netherlands market, I will say. And it's been when we start for first 5 years, we brew with like 8-10 different beers per month, only new ones. We never repeat old batches. We never repeat the recipes. And it will be very difficult to make 100 names per year, different names, true. You know, really different names. And we say like bad language, fuck it. You know, let's make like a P, put a names, like put a hops, so
yeah.
Fruits in the label.
Yeah,
for me, it's more easy. I don't need name for a beer.
And for the beer drinker, it's clear.
For beer geeks, we know what we get.
So yeah.
Yeah, for beer geeks, for sure. Maybe some people like who's not beer geeks, they say, "Oh, what's mean?" No, yeah. So we just put hops what we use or fruits what we use. Yeah, it's like for us, it's more easy for sure, and it's our style, I will say.
You told it's a small brewery.
Yeah, we're pretty.
And what's the capacity?
It's his story. Like I say, we start like a gypsy. Then end of 2019, just 3-4 months before COVID, we rent a place and put all for first fermentation tanks, a brew system. We start with 1,000-liter brew system and 2 fermentation tanks. It's mean like 4 and 1 bright tank. It's mean we can make 5,000-6,000 beers per month. So it's really small. And we start only with kegs. Then every, I'll say, 7-8 months, we just buy new fermentation tanks. Now capacity, we can brew about, I'll say, 28,000 liters per month. It's probably the maximum we can push it. I still think when we see another breweries around in Europe, it's still small.
Yeah.
Still small, but we like what we do. Like, we really want to, probably will never be like a big scale brewery, because we really want to do good stuff. Different beer styles, more experiments, more new styles, and it's very difficult if you have a big scale brewery.
Yeah,
in all scale, it's more easy to be flexible. We are more flexible, for sure.
You were the 4 of you,
4 co-founders and 3 employees. Yeah,
how many?
3 employees, but we do everything by ourselves now. You know, I do packaging, I do canning. Our financial director do sometimes cannings, packaging too, dry hopping. You know, we do everything. We are a small team. We do really everything.
All right.
And is there a tap room?
No, we don't have a tap room. No. Maybe in the future, because the biggest problem, okay, why we don't have a tap room in our brewery? Because our brewery is middle of nowhere. We are a little bit outside of Riga, and you cannot come to us without a car.
Okay.
It's not public transport to our brewery, and we're in the production zone. Really, it's a lot of different companies around us, and it's not the best place for a taproom for sure. In Riga, it's a very nice city, and we have a lot of craft beer shops. It's really growing, and we try to do some projects, but it's working bad. Maybe in the future we have its old taproom in Riga. Maybe. Who knows?
We don't know a lot about the Latvian beer market. Mm-hmm. I suppose there is also a big one. From one
three
of the
big players, yeah. Heineken, Carlsberg, and Olvi Group. It's a big Scandinavian company like Lappinkult and stuff like this. Like three big players. Yeah. They take together about 70% of market shares.
Yeah. Are there lots of craft beer brewers?
A lot. Yes. Latvian market is very small. It's only 1.8 million people. Population is very small, 1.8 million. But we have 84 breweries.
Okay. That's nice.
Three big ones, like a really three big players. Then we have a lot of small lager breweries. Like in every small village in Latvia, you can find a very small brewery who make, I'll say, pretty good lagers. And then for last, I'll say, maybe 10 years. 10 years ago was the first boom of craft beer. The first craft breweries was starting about 10 years ago. Then 2017, 2018 was second wave. And then a lot of new breweries could start to make more IPAs. And now every year it's like a 5-10 breweries opening like very fast. Yeah. Last year I think it was 4 or 5 new breweries. They're really small. Some of them is like Uncharted, you know, from
Antwerpen.
Some of them honestly something similar.
Okay.
Like really small ones. But they really try to do their best and try to be some beers.
Okay.
Then we see after some, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 years, we see like breweries coming a little bit bigger. Open the tap rooms, open something like this, and just really try to grow. But together it's 82, now I think 84 breweries. A lot of Gypsy too. Yeah, Gypsy thing is very popular in Latvia. Like, I would say one brewery in Latvia just make only building special for Gypsy brewers.
Oh yeah,
it's, I don't know, maybe 6 different breweries make the beers only in this like a special one, bigger brewery for Gypsies, and yeah, it's very interesting.
We regularly see collabs from you, but you're a bit of a globetrotter. I think you travel around the world to do collabs, but I didn't see one with a Belgian brewery yet, or did I miss it?
Good question. Yeah, honestly, we don't have collaboration with Belgian brewers. I don't know why. It's a good question. Because
never had the occasion until now.
Yeah, we never had ideas. Now it's like a boom. Really, I need to do.
let's ask Tom from Uncharted.
Yeah. I will ask Cancelona, Trifontaine, maybe we need some collab. But okay, it's a joke. But of course, no, come on. We are big fans of Belgian beers. Like I'm a big nerd. I really like Lambics for many years before, really 8-7 years before Startuppers. But in Belgium, I really see a lot of new breweries, like I said, Uncharted. So it was really great. I really like the West Coast style IPAs, and why not? They're really nice guys. I really know guys from Alvin. I'm big, like I say, a big fan of Sours, and Alvin, of course, is also one of the best in Europe for sure for this Flemish red style, so the stuff like this. And I like a lot of new breweries make like a nice farmhouse beers, like a delicious, but it's really interesting. Maybe we make more like a hazy IPAs, and now I saw some breweries in Belgium start to make very nice hazy IPAs. Maybe we'll have some collaboration.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. what do you find the most interesting thing about doing a collab?
For us, we do a lot of collaboration because we have a lot of friends around the world, and it's the best way to meet your friends from States, from Japan, I don't know, from UK, just make a beer together. Yeah, we make a recipe together, we have a beer together, we brew a beer together. It's always like a really nice time to spend it with the guys, you know, and we like travel. Me, Vladimir, really, I'll say beer geek and travel geek. We really like to travel around. And it's the best way to go somewhere to meet your business. I was not the business partners, but more like partners in this beer world. It's very nice to share ideas, to see different markets. It's really helped us for sure.
Okay. Isn't it difficult to get the beer everywhere? Because, you do the collab and then with some, an English brewery or something else. And then,
we export a lot. We export more like 90% of beer what we brew.
All right.
And for us to make collaboration, with any breweries in Europe, it's very easy to sell. because we sell to Netherlands, we sell to UK, we sell almost in every European country. And for us, to be honest, collab selling very well. Like, it's very work for us, like, very well.
In a couple of hours, the second day of the Billy's Craft Beer Fest will start.
Amazing festival.
It's the sixth edition. It's not the first time you're here.
We are second time.
The second time now.
Yeah.
Does Arpus go to many festivals, or is it occasional?
We do a lot of festivals, honestly. It's very good marketing. I think it's very good marketing for small breweries when you start to going to maybe all of the festivals that you got invited. Because you can meet new friends, you can meet some partners, business distributors. I recommend for any brewery to visit the more festival you can do. Now, for us, it's coming more difficult because we start coming every bigger and bigger and bigger brewery, and it's more work in the brewery. And like I say, we're a small team, and we do everything by ourselves. It's more difficult to travel around. And for us, I'll say this year and next year, for sure, we just do less. We really maybe not count on some festivals, but we get invited, but we cannot go for three festivals in the same weekend anymore.
No.
Sometimes, you know, in May, it's crazy months. It's everyone wants to organize festivals in May. And I remember this year, we have like a three festivals in one weekend in May.
Oh.
Because it was Mikkeller and Tallinn Craft Festival, one of the biggest one in Europe. So it was the same weekend. And the same weekend was one more small one in the Netherlands, and it was like, oh. And now we just have it only one weekend, one festival per weekend. Like, no, okay. We don't do
it. It's more than enough. So.
Yeah.
That's enough.
What do you find special about Billy's?
Oh, it's both. I'm second time here. It's not because I'm here, the podcast. I always say for my friends, I was in a lot of festivals around the world, and it's not only in Europe, I was in the States too. Billy's for sure is one of the best in Europe. Sorry, I will say second best. The best one still is the Mikkeller, but Billy's is for sure second best, for sure, there's no doubt. I was in, I've never been in MASH, but still what I see, Billy's is for sure, is, I will say second best in Europe.
Is it the atmosphere that,
that makes a difference? The people around is really friendly, staff, volunteers, organizers. Organization is very high level. One more thing, I really like this, how it's built.
Yeah, the circle.
Every brewery is a cycle. It's amazing. It was first time, like two years ago. For me, it was like first time like this. And I was like, wow, it's so nice. It's more easy for brewers, the cycles. It's really, really good. Like, everything in Billy is like, I really like it. Athropen is a nice city. Like organization festival is amazing. Yeah, volunteers is very helpful. But really, it's a really nice festival. I really like it.
We totally agree.
We
spoke also to the organizers in an earlier podcast, and we love the festival also. But you are organizing a festival too.
Yes, we organize a small festival in Riga, Riga Pours. It will be next year. Before fourth time, it will be four. This year is the first three editions. Now it's one more edition next year for sure.
And it's Latvian breweries or international?
Oh, international festival. It's same system. You can buy a ticket and all beer included inside. It's pretty small. It's only this year we have 32 breweries, but not only breweries, ciders too.
Oh.
Latvian ciders are becoming more and more popular.
Oh, yeah.
And this year we have 6 cideries. And we saw like people was really happy about ciders. Last year we have a cider from Spain. This year we have only local cideries. But next year we really work hard to get some French cideries from Normandy to really show like different type of ciders for Latvia. But it's always like about 15, 16 international breweries. Some will say 8 based on local craft breweries and then cideries. We try to do something similar like Billy, but it's a one-day festival.
Yes.
Two sessions, and we really want to push this local beer industry, craft beer market a little bit up. Because still, people not to select cheap lagers in the supermarkets because they think, oh, I don't want to pay €5 per IPA,
Yeah.
Because I can buy lager for 69 cents.
No.
And what's the date in 2024, what's the date?
It'll be, we just got confirmation, it'll be September 14th. Okay. One day okay. Festival. You're welcome. You're welcome, guys.
Let's
give
check
me a
it
message.
Out. All right. Very good. Did you bring something special, special beer for the festival?
Yes. We bring all of November is a very special month for us. It's all like anniversary months. Yeah. Every year in November, we make like a special anniversary beers.
All right.
And in Billy's will be like a world premiere or anniversary barrel-aged stout.
Ooh.
It's like 2 years of port wine barrels. Okay. And it's also one of the best imperial styles that we have it for sure. And great. Today is like in last session, we make like a world premiere.
We'll be there.
We will be there.
Yeah, sounds really, really nice.
Yeah.
Well, very, very nice stout, yeah, for sure. You should try. Right. I still do barrel aged beers, it's still on me, you know, all barrels are barrel works everything. This is what I say, it's probably the best barrels what we have.
Yeah. You have a large amount of barrels in the
brewery? It's the moment it's 54.
Okay.
Mm. For the small brewery it's quite extensive.
I like barrels. I work with barrels in my previous brewery too. When I work was production manager and it still is my like passion. More work with oak. And it's always got a green ice taste, nice, something interesting, something new. We have really different beer styles in the barrels. We have barley wines, wheat wines, imperial styles, of course. Honestly, we have some like a mixed farm too. Let's see what's happening. We have some seasons and stuff like this too. Like, people will be surprised if we launch premium barrel aged season in the market. But we try to do like different ones. And let's see. This winter, for sure, it will be 3-4 new imperial styles. From us and some wheat wine.
No.
Yeah, 54. We have different barrels. We use cognac. We use a lot of port wine, bourbon, of course, because we have maple syrup barrels. We have French plum whiskey barrels. Really, we try. I always try to do like different barrels to make different beers.
Well, it's very interesting to see the difference the wood can give.
It's
even it's the same wood with
when you got like a from these port wine barrels we have like a 6 barrels together we have 6 we launched last year like a port wine barrel aged stout and this year is a 2 year and honestly all the barrel is different. It's same beer inside, it's the same barrel, everything is same, but when you taste it you really feel it's really different. And then it's very interesting to how to blend it and we add a little bit vanilla to make it in balance. But still, it's like very nice stuff.
It's an art itself.
Yeah. And many things to look forward to then.
I hope they're available on the Belgian market even so.
Oh, yeah, it will be. Yeah. Right. We send some boxes for our distributors.
Oh, great.
Nice. Andres, thank you for your time. Mm. And of course, we will come by to taste some of your beers later on today.
You're always welcome, guys.
And to all our listeners, thank you for listening. Do not forget to subscribe on your podcast platform and so you never miss an episode. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Thank you to invite me.